This is the Pet Podcast on Pets.ca, episode number 40, Early Spays and Neuters for June 15, 2008. Hey there, pet lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 40th Pet Podcast on Pets.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And today is June 15, 2008. Sorry it's taken a while to put out this latest podcast, but we've been moving and it's really crazy busy, or it was busy rather, but it's settling down now, thank goodness, and we hope to put these suckers out more frequently because I've actually gotten a fair amount of emails, so thanks so much. For today's topic, we're going to talk about early spays and neuters with Dr. Lee. And when we talk about early spays and neuters, typically we're talking about before 5 or 6 months, much before 5 or 6 months, sometimes as early as 8 weeks. But rather than my introducing it and talking about it, let's just get right into the interview now. So I'd like to welcome back Dr. Lee to the show. Dr. Lee's been doing these podcasts with us every couple of weeks, and we so appreciate it. You know, this week we have a very interesting topic on early spaying and neutering. But before we get into it, just want to welcome back Dr. Lee. Hi, Dr. Lee. Welcome back.
Hey, Marco. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So let's get right into it. Early spay and neuter. This is a procedure that's being done more and more frequently these days. And, you know, there's some controversy about it, but a lot of people, including the American Veterinary Association, do seem to be supporting it. Can you just talk about early spays and neuter in very general, what that really means?
Yes, there's been a trend towards spaying dogs and neutering dogs at an earlier age. We're talking about earlier age. We're usually talking about as young as 8 weeks of age. I think a lot of this has to do with the overpopulation problems that we have. And a lot of it has to do with the rescue groups and the shelters trying to help come up with a solution to the problem.
I'm sorry, are we only talking about dogs or are we also talking about cats?
I'm sorry, dogs and cats.
Okay. So is that the primary reason you think that, you know, that there is kind of a movement or a push to get cats and dogs spayed and neutered earlier?
I think that's definitely the reason that we're seeing that. Puberty usually hits in dogs and small dogs and cats. As early as 6 months of age. Some of the larger dogs, it'll be a little bit later than that. So there's not really a physiological reason for doing it at a younger age. In fact, there needs to be a lot more care that's done because of their small body size. So I think the main reason for this really has to do with the fact of trying to keep the population down, not getting and avoiding those early pregnancies.
So I guess people are going to be wondering, well, you know, if I've adopted my dog already and he hasn't been spayed or neutered and I'm watching him, should I spay and neuter my own dog at, let's say, before 5 or 6 months? Just for the record, so most vets are still currently spaying and neutering their pets at around 5 or 6 months of age. Is that about right?
Most of the time, yes. 5 to 6 months is the average age for vets to spay and neuter, unless, of course, they're working with shelter.
Right, exactly. So if someone does get their own dog, and let's say they don't get it from a shelter for whatever reason, are people themselves, are average pet owners feeling like they should spay and neuter their pets earlier, or are most vets still recommending for non-shelter dogs, let's say, that they wait the 5 or 6 months?
It depends. I do have a group of clients that do ask for early spay and neuter. I would say that the earliest that I'll usually be asked to do it is about 16 weeks of age. So I think when we're talking about the early spay-neuter, that's kind of on the upper end, upper edge of that. I personally have never been asked to, by a client, to spay or neuter a dog or cat at 8 weeks of age. But there's some that do want to get them done a little bit earlier. Another reason, sometimes with cats, people want to get the cat declawed as soon as possible. And declawing can often be done anywhere as early as 12 weeks of age. So sometimes with cats, they'll want to get everything done as soon as possible, try to get spay and neuter done along with the declaw somewhere between 12 and 16 weeks of age. That is one area where clients and people do want to have that done earlier.
And I guess in terms of the procedure itself, it's everything is smaller when they're younger. Is that correct? Does it make the whole procedure more difficult?
It is smaller.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways it can be harder, in some ways it can be easier. I mean, there's definitely pros and cons, but I know there's a lot of veterinarians that they only do the early spays and neuters, and they seem to do it just as easy or if not faster than doctors that are doing it at 5 or 6 months of age.
But of course, it obviously depends on, you know, individual vets. Some vets are going to feel more comfortable and some vets are going to feel less comfortable doing it earlier if they aren't familiar with it or haven't done it earlier.
That's correct. For example, at my hospital, we don't do the very early spay and neuters. The 8 weeks of age is a bit too young, so we would actually refer out to a vet that does them more often.
Okay, and that's good to know, you know, because some people are very proactive, and they may really, before early spay-neuter, which of course is totally fine, and, you know, as long as everything has risks, and as long as people are aware of the risks, and the vet is comfortable with those risks, it's perfectly fine. But again, it really is a personal decision based on the veterinarian that's going to be doing the surgery.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's been... No reports of increased major anesthetic or surgical complications in dogs or cats that were undergoing spay or neuter before 24 weeks of age compared to those over 24 weeks of age. So one of the studies seemed to show that whether it was before or after that age, that the risks were pretty comparable.
But that's just one element of it. And it's an important element because I know a lot of people... you know, they just have this thing in their heads that the younger you are, the riskier anesthetic is to patients, I guess, both human and canine or feline. But I think, as we know, anesthesia has come a long way and those types of risks are diminished. But are there other risks? I mean, let's maybe get into the pros and cons a little bit. Let's start with the cons. What would the cons be? Why might people be nervous about this?
Of the early spay neuter?
Yeah.
Well, when you have a smaller animal, the metabolism is a little faster, and things are going to go wrong at a quicker pace. Also, when you are smaller, it's harder to keep the temperature appropriate. Thermal control is a little bit more tricky, and you're going to need more specialized equipment because everything's a lot smaller.
In terms of stuff like recovery time, is there any difference in recovery time?
Recovery time should be about the same, and the risk of anesthetic reaction should be about the same. The problem is anytime we do a spay and neuter, this is a pet that most likely has never seen anesthesia before. So we don't know how they're going to react. So there are some anesthesiologists that will actually say that the 14-year-old dog is less risk than the 5-month-old spay, based on the fact that the older dog has likely seen anesthesia a few times before and we know what to expect. Whereas the young animal, we've never exposed them to an anesthetic before, so we don't know exactly what they're going to do with it. But that doesn't seem to be different whether they're 8 weeks of age or 8 months of age.
Very good to know. There are some studies that do mention increased risks of certain types of diseases or problems when we do this. Could you get into that just a little bit, Dr. Lee?
Based upon the reading that I've done and the veterinarians that I've talked to, is that you need to know what you're doing with anesthesia when they're smaller. But I know some vets that they think that it's better when they're smaller because they're so used to doing that spay. There's less bleeding. And there's less chances of some of the problems. So they think it's great. Then I know some doctors like myself that are a little bit afraid of doing a 8-week-old half-pound spay.
That's good to know. Like, I think that was my $64,000 question. You know, are there extra risks involved in the spay-neuter, in the early spay-neuter versus regular spay-neuter? Just because especially our site and many sites on the internet and as people gain more knowledge about pets and dogs and cats, I mean, I think so many people are just coming to the conclusion that they need to be spayed or neutered. So the crux of my question today was the early spay neuters, are those going to have any additional risks? And what I'm getting from you is that it doesn't, I mean, even though the jury is still out, not all the studies are in, but it doesn't seem to present many additional risks that regular spay and neuter also have. So it doesn't seem to be extra risks in that regard, except for the comfort of the veterinarian performing the surgery. Did I summarize that correctly?
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
So now that we got that out of the way, I guess I'd just be curious to know, in terms of vets that you know personally or the buzz in the veterinary community, are many vets going to be trying to spay and neuter earlier? Or is it just we're still in the middle of this new phase, so people are making their individual decisions? Is there a movement happening, Dr. Lee, as far as you know?
Again, the movement that I see really has to do with the rescues outside of some of the early cat surgeries. I'd say that we work with a lot of rescues here, but because they don't do the vast majority of their spay-neuters, that's really not been an issue for us. So I don't know that it's going to be something that we're going to be seeing a lot of vets trying to get everybody on board with 8-week spays, especially with the fact, I think the one risk, thinking about this as we're talking, is that between 8 and 16 weeks of age, this is during the time that both cats and dogs are getting their immunizations. Throwing in a major surgery in that time can be a little bit difficult, both in the scheduling and making sure that we're not having problems with the vaccine. When we are vaccinating, the healthier the pet is, the better their response is going to be to that vaccine. Also, some vaccines can be interfered with by maternal antibodies, so don't work as well as at an earlier age. So if we are spaying and neutering early, a couple of the problems is, one, we're bringing them into a hostile environment, which may have contagious disease, just as any human or veterinary hospital would have. The other thing is that if we are exposing them to a major stress like an ovarian hysterectomy, how well is our vaccines going to work if they're trying to recover? So I think that that may be one issue as well. I don't see that we're going to be seeing a large focus on trying to get dogs and cats spayed and neutered earlier, but I think for a long time we're going to be showing a heavy push towards spaying and neutering, just trying to deal with the pet overpopulation crisis.
So that really puts everything into perspective, I think, you know. So people are apt to make their own decisions. I guess this is really something that shelters themselves are pushing for, and boards of directors of shelters are pushing for because of this overpopulation problem. Obviously, you know, here in Canada, it definitely varies by province to province, and I suspect it may be similar in the States with regard to how humane shelters are run. But I can tell you, like, straight up, here in Canada, in some provinces, in some shelters, it is not mandatory for pets to be spayed and neutered before they're adopted out, which, of course, in my opinion and the opinion of most of the people on our board, that's a mistake. We want to spay and neuter our pets just because of this massive overpopulation. So I guess if shelters are able to spay and neuter earlier, then that guarantees that those pets are adopted out, spayed and neutered, thereby reducing or helping to reduce the pet overpopulation problem. So is this movement is likely directly related to the shelters, and that's probably its primary objective? Would you guess that must play into that really hard?
I would think so, and I think that's really why there is a need for early spay and neuters. I agree with you. I don't think that pets that are adopted out from shelters should be not spayed or neutered. The crisis is a big deal. There are some reports that are saying that for every person born in the U.S., there's 60 dogs and cats being born.
That's an incredible statistic, actually. And I guess in order to help combat that statistic, really, I mean, especially for shelters, early spaying and neutering might not necessarily be a bad idea at all. And if more people were on board, the problem, you know, wouldn't disappear overnight, but it would likely get better, that's for sure.
It would. It would also help stop so many people that walk into my door that have their mixed breed dog that may have a couple problems, that when I talk to them about spay and neuter, they say they just want to get one litter out of them because they're so cute and they would give them to all of their friends. And I don't think that they understand what a crisis is going on and how many dogs really need homes. Getting that one litter out of the dog, I don't think they understand how that impacts everybody else around them. And those all those dogs in the shelter that aren't getting those homes because of that one litter.
Right. Because, of course, at the end of the day, just in case people don't know, you know, a dog has a, you know, a dog has a few to several to a bunch of, you know, of little offspring, and those offspring get pregnant accidentally. And this happens all the time, all the time. If one dog has X number of offspring, then that dog has X number of offspring. It just multiplies virally, exponentially, and it just totally adds to the problem. Is that kind of what we're suggesting, Dr. Lee?
Absolutely, especially with cats. That's why cats are outnumbering dogs almost 3-to-1 in the overpopulation crisis.
Excellent. That's very good to know. So I'm glad we kind of summarized this pretty efficiently for people.
I guess one last thing is that on these dogs that are being put to sleep, about 25%, one of our local shelters is saying, are purebreds. So even the purebred breeding is running into issues as well.
Again, another reason to be spaying and neutering either early or regularly, you know, but spay and neuter, it's so important. I don't think that we can impress upon people enough just the importance of spay neuter. And then if they want to early spay neuter, then that's something that they should discuss with their vet, of course. So thanks so much for that, Dr. Lee. This was actually more of a candid conversation than really facts about spay neuter, just because so many people know the facts already. We don't necessarily have to go in. I really wanted to know the difference between early spay-neuter and regular spay-neuter, and it seems to be a personal choice based on, you know, the veterinarian's comfort zone. So thanks so much for this, Dr. Lee. It was a very interesting conversation, actually, and we hope to have you back in a couple of weeks.
All right, looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, Dr. Lee. And so I'd like to thank Dr. Lee, as always, for helping us do this really good interview and really good candid conversation. Thanks so much. Dr. Lee, as many of you know, practices in Mesa, Arizona and Phoenix, Arizona. He's got two animal hospitals there. He's a great vet and he comes highly recommended. So if you're looking for a primary vet or a secondary opinion, we highly recommend Dr. Lee. And his direct website is aachospitals.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. As always, if you want to comment, you can do so directly on the blog, www.pets.ca/blog. You can join our forum, our very active forum, and we encourage you to do so. We have so many great members there, and everything's free, and we just share our knowledge there. So if you're looking for some good advice on anything pet-related, I highly recommend you join our forum if you haven't already done so. That's going to do it for me for today. As always, give your pets a really seriously good hug, squeeze them tight, and as always, give them one extra scratchy under the chin from Marco. Bye for now.